102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations that serve, empower, and enlighten you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are going to shine the light on an organization called Green Belt Alliance. Please welcome the CEO of Green Belt Alliance, Jeremy Madsen. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Welcome. All right. So let's just clean the slate here and let our KBLX audience know what is Green Belt Alliance all about.
So Green Belt Alliance, if there's one thing you should know about us, is that we are all about helping the Bay Area handle how it grows. So Bay Area, 9 counties that touch the Bay, we have 7.6 million people in this region right now.
That's feels like it.
It's more than all but about 12 states. And so our job is to, again, work to help us handle the growth that's going to be coming across the region over the next few decades. We're supposed to have 9 million residents by 2040. And so I think the thing that's important to know about us is, you know, it's not like our job is to create parks or manage the buses or build affordable homes. What we really do is we work with residents, we work with elected officials to shape the rules that govern growth. So all those things, where housing goes, where the buses that we ride, the parks that we use, are done right.
So if a general listener right now has an issue with their bus route or the open spaces in their neighborhood, can they use you as a conduit to speak with government officials, or how does that work?
Sure. I think that's a great opportunity for people to pick up the phone and give us a call, or go on our website, which you gave just a second ago, and get in touch with us about a specific issue. I think the thing that's really important is for people to get involved in land use planning. So that's really where that's the bread and butter of our work. Every community, the city council, other agencies within the city, goes through processes to decide, well, what's going to happen in the neighborhood? What's going to happen across the entire city? Is the city going to grow outward, or is it going to reinvest within the downtown? And so when those processes are going on, and we often will publicize those on our website, that's when we get engaged, and that's when we need you, the public, to get engaged, to really tell your elected officials, what do you want to see for the future?
And how do they speak their mind? How do they show up for themselves and for Green Belt Alliance?
Right, right. So there will be opportunities throughout any planning process or any process when a developer comes and says, we're going to build a building on the corner of 5th and Elm. There will be hearings that the city council will have, that the city's planning commission will have. And it's at those times that there's the opportunity to really speak up and say to the city, this is what we as the public want you to do. And, there will be circumstances where we'll be engaged in a very deep way, running a campaign to help people, get engaged on that, to write letters, to send emails, for city officials to come out to where you are, whether that's the coffee shop or the church, to hear your concerns about the future, because we really believe, development is going to happen in the Bay Area. And many of our neighborhoods need a little bit of tender, loving care, but we want that to happen in a way that is right for the people who are here right now, and also for the people who are going to be here in the future.
And the website is greenbelt.org?
That's right.
And what's the phone number for you all?
Phone number is 415-543-6771.
You're the CEO,
right,
of Green Belt Alliance. How did this org get started in the first place, and what was the initial need, I guess?
Yeah, so way back about 60 years ago, 1958, is when we came together. And really, it was at that point in time that there were all sorts of plans to really alter what the Bay Area that we live in looks like. So, the Marin Headlands, for example, there was a plan to essentially take off the top of Mount Tam in Marin County, fill in the area of the Marin Headlands and build, a bunch of new strip malls and freeways and, essentially pave that over. Or if you go out to, Contra Costa County, where the San Pablo Reservoir, where a lot of people like to go on Sunday and have, a picnic and let their kid, dip their toes in the water. That was all supposed to be paved over again with subdivisions right down to the shore of the lake. We got involved at that time to protect those really critical open spaces of the Bay Area, so that, when you wake up in the morning, you can still look out and you can see Mount Tam, Mount Diablo. You can kind of get outside into the redwoods and enjoy the outdoors in the Bay Area. That's how we got started. But over the years, we've really evolved to where I like to say we're kind of a full service land use organization. Okay. So really about where should development not happen in those great open spaces, forests, farms of the region, but also what kind of development should happen within our cities and towns, so that, you know, for example, right now we have this massive affordable housing crisis. You really
hard
to live here if you're not a tech millionaire. You know, we really work to make sure that we're planning for a future that includes homes that are affordable to people across the entire income spectrum.
And how do you do that?
There are different processes, land use planning processes that, in some cases, cities are required to go through every few years. Every city in California is supposed to have a general plan that is essentially the blueprint for how a community is going to grow. And then from there, there are zoning regulations that say more specifically, you know, what kind of development can happen on this street or the next street over. There are, building codes and permitting processes that, you know, really shape how growth happens. So it's those things that we get involved in, and again, kind of at the highest level, general plans, neighborhood plans, that again allow for us to ensure that growth happens for us and benefits us versus being something that just happens to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it just happens to us, we end up with results where, you know, people who have been able to be part of a community for decades, or their family's been able to be part of a community for decades, you know, get displaced because the neighborhood changes in ways that no longer support them.
So what can our listeners do? Take it down to just kind of the base level.
So there's a number of different things. So I think the first thing I would say is, you know, for people who are interested in these issues, go on our website, so greenbelt.org, and go to, there's a place about halfway down where it says get news. So sign up, put your name, all it requires is your name and your email address. And then on a regular basis, you'll get alerts about what's going on around the Bay Area in terms of growth and development. If you are interested in what's going on in your particular community, pick up the phone, shoot us an email. Again, in greenbelt.org, you can like go on there and just send us an email. Get in touch with us and tell us about what's going on in your community. And we will either have one of our staff people get back in touch with you, because that might be someplace where we're doing really deep work and are very engaged in the community. But there's also a whole network of other organizations that have compatible missions to Green Belt Alliance that we work with on a regular basis. And we can hook you up with them and, you know, try to help you have the tools so that you're able to engage in these processes. It's it's really easy for professionally trained planners and government officials and attorneys to get up before the city council and start talking in a whole bunch of jargon about the future of communities. But really, these are very basic questions about what do we do in our neighborhoods, in our cities and towns, what do we build where, and the average person should have a say in that.
Do you go so far as to, you mentioned open spaces,
mm-hmm.
But do you also go so far as how tall buildings can go? I mean, you mentioned that's in the planning process, or where you can have a dog park, or, you know, we have enough liquor stores in this area. Can we build a grocery store? Is the organization Greenbelt Alliance in a position to help kind of lobby for a group of people for something that they might need or want in their neighborhood?
That's exactly what we get involved with. So, in terms of quote unquote neighborhood character. So what does a neighborhood look like? How tall are the buildings? Are we building them tall enough to accommodate the growing population and provide that affordable housing we all need, but kind of at the right height to still kind of fit in with the neighborhood around us? Very much down to that question of where are the parks going to be? Are those going to be things that meet the needs of the dog walkers and the folks with the kids who want to go to the park at the end of the day? It really is about this idea of creating complete communities so we can all, no matter what our income is, have a place we can be proud to call home.
Now, is the power of Greenbelt Alliance in your history, in your staff, or is it literally, are you backed by the community and backed by the community organizations that you partner with?
Yeah, I like to think of us as, we are, for lack of a better word, we're just a facilitator.
Mm.
We bring knowledge about how the processes work, a little bit of knowledge about the history of the Bay Area, maybe a little bit of expertise from our staff. But if we don't have members of the public behind us, You know, and that's everything from the small businesses to, again, the church groups. Then we're just one voice. But, you know, one of my favorite stories in recent years is, so there's this spot called the Concord Naval Weapons Station. Mm-hmm. So it's right on the edge of Concord. It's a really interesting spot. It's, you know, an old weapons depot that the Navy used. It's been shut down, and the Navy's trying to pass it on to Concord, and Concord's trying to decide what to do with it next. We got involved, and we got involved with a number of affordable housing activists, the local labor unions, some other environmental groups, and the Concord Neighborhood Alliance, so just a group of residents. And in the end, we said, you know, we should build a really complete community right around the BART station. There's the North Concord BART station right there at the edge of the Naval Weapons Station. And let's protect about two-thirds of it as open space, you know, everything from, again, the parks with playgrounds, to the big, wide-open, wild open spaces of a regional park. You know, fortunately, the city of Concord really listened to us. Yeah. Because we had that array of groups and those neighbors with us. And, you know, that's now the plan on the books for the future of that area.
That's fantastic. Any other true story anecdotes that you could share with us in the East Bay or San Francisco, North Bay? Like you said, you cover all nine big counties.
Yeah. You know, one of my other favorite ones was in Oakland. So what, you know, a lot of us still call Auto Row. It's where I used to live.
Broadway.
Right there at 29th and Broadway. You know, the city started a process there to think about, well, what's the future of Auto Row? You know, a lot of those little mom and pop like repair shops and whatnot have been going out of business for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We got involved, and again, working with a lot of neighbors, you know, seniors in some of the senior housing places that are around there. First idea that the city came up with is we're going to build like a new Emeryville. So we're going to have, you know, kind of the IKEA and the, and you know, whatever else is in Emeryville.
Banana Republic.
And, yeah,
and
exactly.
The stores.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came back and said, well, you know, if you thought about it in a different way, we could do this in a way that, you know, provides some new housing for people in the area, that definitely provides retail, but how about we make that neighborhood serving retail, you know, kind of retail that the people of Oakland are really going to use instead of people driving in from all over the place to, again, compete with Emeryville.
Mm-hmm.
And that took about 6 years to go through that whole planning process.
Wow.
These are not necessarily short processes.
Sure.
A lot of the city staff who were involved at the start, they kind of came and left. And so toward the end, we were the organization who kind of knew what was going on. The city was coming to us to ask what the history was. And there's been a lot of success with that. And that, you know, that area is changing. Still have some of the auto dealerships and whatnot there, and which is, you know, I guess a good thing. But there's also, there's new housing going in, there's new shops. It's much more of, there's a grocery store.
Yeah.
And much more of a livable place than it was, you know, when I lived there 10 years ago.
The Greenbelt Alliance, greenbelt.org. We're talking to CEO Jeremy Madsen. I'm Sterling James. This is KBLX Cares. And Greenbelt Alliance, as you mentioned, the general mission statement addresses a single challenge, how the Bay Area handles growth. They shape the rules that govern growth to protect the region's open spaces and to ensure neighborhoods within our cities and towns are amazing places for everyone. Quickly, again, the best way that people can get involved to support Greenbelt Alliance and ways that they can take full advantage of the programs and the services that you offer.
Yeah, so I think that really, I think in the end, there's two. So I think, as I mentioned before, go on our website, greenbelt.org, go to the Get News spot about halfway down, and sign up your name, your email address, and you'll get regular postings on growth and development issues around the Bay Area. If you also go to the Get Involved spot on the website, click on that and go to the outings and events, there's a whole host of different opportunities to really just kind of get outside and explore your community. These are hikes, they're easy walks, educational events that allow for people to really start to learn about the Bay Area, learn about the history of growth and development in the region, learn about kind of what's going on right now in a way that's fun and active and easy. All of these are led by people who are, they're volunteers, but they're you know, really experienced with the issues and the places that you're going. And it's just a great way to get to know the Bay Area. So, you know, go look at the outings and events spot on our website.
Get involved. All right. Greenbelt.org is the website. And the phone number one more time, please, Jeremy.
Is 415-543-6771.
All right. Jeremy Madsen, CEO of Greenbelt Alliance, greenbelt.org. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you to Carlos Garibay for bringing this story to our attention here at KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James. If you have an organization that you think deserves the spotlight, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight as well, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, please put KBLX Cares, because we do.